We choose the best in life, June 24, to accept the light God sends. O send out thy light and thy truth, let them lead me, let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Psalm 43:3. The Lord Jesus came to our world full of mercy, life, and light, ready to save those who should come unto him, but he can save no one against his will. God does not force the conscience. He does not torture the body that he may compel man to compliance with his law. All this work is after the order of Satan. The Lord has made it apparent that he offers to the sinner the privilege of cooperating with God. He gives light and furnishes evidence of the truth. He makes plain what are his requirements, and it is left with the sinner as to whether he will accept the truth and receive grace and power by which he may comply with every condition and find rest in giving willing service to Jesus Christ, who has paid the price of his redemption. If the sinner hesitates and fails to appreciate the light that has reached his intellect and stirred the emotions of his soul and refuses to render obedience to God, the light grows dim, has less and less force, and finally vanishes from his view. Those who fail to appreciate the first rays of light will not heed more decided evidences of the truth. If the tender appeals of God fail to meet with a response in the heart of the sinner, the first impressions made upon his mind lose their significance, and he is finally left in darkness. The invitation is full of love. The light is as bright when he finally refuses it as when it first dawned upon his soul. But through rejection of light, his soul becomes full of darkness and does not realize what is the peril of disregarding the light. Christ says to such a soul, "Yet a little while is the light with you." Today, make your calling and election sure. Peter gives a copy of the best life insurance policy in the world. He says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness."